Good afternoon, friends. This is Doug Fletcher coming to you Wednesday afternoon, February 23rd, with a new excerpt from my book, How to Win Client Business, a rainmaking guide for consulting and professional services, recently published by Wiley. This week's episode is from Chapter 16, Why Advertising Doesn't Work for Us, Leveraging Your Firm's Brand Reputation, and What to Do When You Don't Have One. I received a call yesterday from an exasperated CEO of a product design and engineering firm headquartered in the Midwest. The firm is 20 years old and includes many blue chip companies among its clients. Our conversation went something like this. "I'm at my wit's end with advertising," the CEO said. "I can tell you're frustrated. We've tried everything I know to do. I've hired two of the best advertising firms in Chicago and have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on advertising. We've rebranded our company, redesigned our website, and launched a PR and promotion campaign. Did you see much improvement in your lead generation pipeline?" I ask. "Not one bit. We haven't earned a dime on the money we've invested in any of our advertising." "Well, you're doing something right. You've got some great clients and have built a successful company. Where does your business come from?" "Our work is practically 100% repeat business and referrals," he said. "We have great clients that have been with us since day one. The others have been word of mouth." "That's impressive. What is your biggest challenge?" "I don't want to have to rely on repeat business and referrals. I want our brand to be known. It would be great if the phone would ring because people know that we do great work. It would be very inspirational for my team to see that others recognize that we are doing great work." "What's wrong with repeat business and referrals?" I ask. "That seems like it's working well for you." "I'd like to grow faster. Our goal is to double in the next 5 years. I think we need more inbound inquiries from prospective clients in order to achieve this. You would think that an advertising firm would know how to do this." I empathize with the CEO's pain. I too once spent heavily on advertising, my company's brand. Like this frustrated CEO, I also came to realize that advertising didn't work in growing our firm's revenue. Unfortunately, we both learned the hard way after a significant withdrawal of our company's cash resources. Recognizing the limits of advertising. If we're in the market for a new smartphone and we see an ad for the new iPhone 11, sure, we may run over to the Apple Store and try one. Unfortunately, advertising won't accomplish this for you and me. Whether direct mail, banner ads, billboards, magazine ads, TV ads, you name it, these approaches won't sell your services in the same way it will for products. There is some value in advertising, but the benefits are not what you might imagine. And for most of us, unless we're Merrill Lynch or Accenture, we can't afford it. According to research by the advertising industry, roughly $1 billion is spent on advertising in the US each business day. If you were to spend, say, $1 million in advertising annually to promote your firm's brand, that amounts to less than $5,000 each day. Spending $5,000 won't get you much attention in a noisy world deluged with $1 billion in advertising every single day. Your money will disappear faster than a single drop of rain in the Sonoran Desert, with about the same impact. Besides, most of us can't and won't spend $1 million on advertising. And even if we could afford it, I'd say the money would be better spent in other ways. In our world, advertising does one thing. It can bring awareness to your firm, but it's a very expensive tool. After years of advertising, a prospective client might say to you, "Yeah, I've heard of you guys before. Tell me again, what is it that you do?" That's about it. Advertising won't cause a prospective client to pick up the phone and call your front desk to say, "Hey, I'd like to buy some consulting. Can you please put me through to the person in charge of that department?" Advertising can't earn you respect and trust. This can only be built one day at a time, one relationship at a time, and doing great work for clients and demonstrating your expertise to the world. Whatever promotional approaches you dream up won't make the cash register ring. When was the last time you clicked on a banner ad? How many times this week have you pored through your emails, credit card in hand, cruising to find a good HR consultant or M&A advisor? It may work for selling Caribbean cruises, but for us, this is pure fantasy. Far better to invest the time in doing the things that work than wasting our precious time pursuing quixotic dreams. This may be alarming news if you've just become the chief marketing officer of a services firm. If you're a new CMO and have $1 million to spend on advertising, then go ahead and spend it like a drunken sailor and enjoy every minute of it. Just don't delude yourself or the firm's partners into thinking that it will grow revenue. It won't. Well, there you have it, friends. There's this week's episode or excerpt from my new book. This was chapter 16, Why Advertising Doesn't Work for Us. And thank you so much for your time. I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll talk to you again soon. See ya. Bye.